A sizzling barbecue and summer go hand in hand for many Australians, but this year it could cost you more. The most recent data from Meat and Livestock Australia shows the cost of beef and lamb is at the highest level since mid-2022. But farmers say the prices are reasonable when compared globally. Joining me now is Ripley Atkinson, Australian Meat and Livestock Manager with the financial services firm StoneX. These are the highest prices in around 3 years, Ripley. What's happening on the market? What's driving it?
They are, yeah. So prices at the retail level for the consumer have increased. But what we're seeing, it's a combination of both livestock prices for lamb and beef in the markets being very strong at the minute, but also at the other end of the equation within the economy in Australia is that sticky inflation. And that means costs across the supply chain is putting upward pressure on that retail price for red meat.
So some of the input costs as well.
Yeah, correct. Things like packaging, cost of labour, transport, you know, electricity, things like that also do play a really important role in how it affects, obviously, the price we pay as consumers.
What do the longer term forecasts show? Is this a blip or are the prices for consumers for red meat is expected to continue going up?
So if we look certainly towards the end of this year, wouldn't be unexpected to see prices continue to rise. There is a bit of a lag between what you see in the cattle and sheep markets at the livestock level and how that flows through. So the expectation would be for a continual bit of a rise into the end of the year.
So what's happening on the properties and in the paddock at the moment, Ripley? I keep a half an eye on the rural papers and we've seen some of the markets around the country, they've just been pushing higher and higher. Has a bit of rain driven some demand there?
Yeah, markets have been performing really, really strongly in 2025, and I think the producer will look back and feel very pleased with how the market has performed. As you mentioned, rain has been a really important factor, and we know in our wild climate that is Australia, that, you know, plays a really important role in how markets perform.
What's surprising you about what's going on at the moment?
I think it's probably the strength of the market because of the significance of how much product we're producing, Sally. Australia will produce record volumes of beef in 2025, and also our lamb production volumes will also be very strong. But there's a large number of stock in the system in Australia at the minute, but prices are remaining really strong, and I think that's a great thing for the producers of the country.
And I've seen, I think, that the prices for goats have been rising as well, Ripley.
They have, yeah. The goat market in Australia has gone through a fairly bumpy ride over the last sort of 3 to 4 years, and it's certainly improved by a fairly significant margin even in the last sort of 12 to 18 months. So across the board, the producers are in a healthy position.
So how we've had a bit of a look at what's happening here in Australia. How does that fit into the global picture with, you know, markets like the US and elsewhere, particularly for our beef?
We're going to send record volumes of beef into America in 2025, and in other markets, you know, such as our three other major markets, China, Japan and South Korea, really strong performances there for beef as well. So there's obviously been all this upheaval this year with geopolitical tensions and tariffs, but what that, you could actually read that as a really positive for Australia because we've competed back some market share from our competitors, such as the US, and really stamped our foot and been seen as a really reliable, key long-term supplier of healthy, high-quality red meat.
And even though the gate's been open, have we still not seen any of this US beef coming in the most recent times?
No, not at all. So despite the hype some months ago, we haven't actually seen any beef imported, US, you know, fresh beef imported into Australia.
And even with the transport costs, we can still land Australian beef into the United States at a cheaper price than the US producers can produce it in many sections of the market, Ripley.
Very much so, Sally. You're correct. Yeah. So even if you look at the livestock price, our livestock prices, or beef specifically, cattle prices are half that of the US producer or the US market. So we can get product over there that's exceeding in quality at a cheaper price and still provide high volumes of it for that US consumer when they're going through a period of a reduction in availability of domestic beef.
Just finally, Ripley, particularly at this time of year, there can be floods, fires, drought, all sorts of things. There's still a lot of uncertainty in the game.
Yeah, there is, and there always is. Australia's red meat, you know, supply chains and the red meat industry is aware of that. That's the game we play. But, you know, what I would say is the industry is in a really healthy position. The outlook is really optimistic and positive, and I think, you know, 2025 will be remembered as a really good one.
Ripley, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.